There's another NFL playoff game with special significance today in the Louisiana Superdome. The New Orleans Saints face the Philadelphia Eagles. The Saints have always inspired passion in New Orleans, if only to dash the hopes of fans come this time of year. But tonight, the team is a rare source of hope for the city that's been through so much since Hurricane Katrina. Joining us now from New Orleans is novelist and short story writer Richard Ford, the Pulitzer Prize-winning author of Independence Day. Mr. Ford, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Debbie.
You're a longtime New Orleanian. I imagine that fans there are pretty thrilled to see the Saints playing so well these days.
There's a lot of euphoria today. It's a beautiful day in New Orleans. You know, I think given that the city's still spiritually and materially devastated, and also we have a war going on in this country, that there's probably some reason for New Orleanians to allow themselves a few hours of euphoric spectatorship.
You know, the game tonight does come during a pretty tough new year for New Orleans. Just
yes.
This past Thursday, residents marched on City Hall demanding a response to a string of violent murders there.
Oh, it's a hard time for people in New Orleans. Absolutely. I mean, apart from the spike in the murder rate, I mean, many, many, many of our residents are not here and don't really have much hope of being home anytime soon. And, you know, businesses don't have employees. And I mean, that said, there is still reason for the city to be thought of as viable, I think. And that's a good reason, I think, to get interested in the football game. I mean, it is a football game. It's not real life. But it allows the nation to intensify its notice and to dramatize the plight of the city and, you know, makes those parts of the city that can be vibrant be vibrant.
What is it about football, especially here in the playoff time, that can get people to get their minds off of all of the other troubles that they face?
Well, it's basically, on the standpoint of spectatorship, it literally is a no-brainer, if you know what I mean. I mean, there's ample evidence to say that New Orleans is more of an instinctual, intuitive city rather than a cerebral one. So it just takes your mind away from those things that might be plundering your mind. Are the levees going to hold? Am I ever going to have a house again? I don't think it is a thing that is so unique about football. Frankly speaking, football is just the only game in town today.
You know, I recall days of listening to talk radio in New Orleans, and fans would just be so frustrated with the Saints. Some would even call them the Aints.
The Aints, yeah, and they wore those paper bags on their heads.
So is it nice to actually see the players coming together like this?
Well, from a football perspective, it is nice to see a first-rate team be fielded in this city, and it's also particularly nice to see the degree to which the players, particularly some of the blue-chip players, have sort of embraced the city and chosen to live downtown rather than in the suburbs. There was a nice piece in the Times-Picayune this morning that said that the Saints are a lifeline to normalcy here in New Orleans, and I think that that's true.
Well, thank you for your time.
It's nice to talk to you, Debbie. Go Saints.
Novelist and New Orleans Saints fan, Richard Ford.